Hi guys, so I'm doing this podcast with the children off in the Easter holidays, so there may be some background noise, but that is real parenting life. Now, the reason I wanted to come on and do a podcast about this topic is because I did a very short TikTok, just 3 minutes long on it, and the messages and the outpouring of pain and hurt that people associate with this topic really hit me hard. And I wanted to share more about it. So for me, this is something that happened recently to me that really gave me a lot of time to think. And it spurred a lot of emotions within me. The first one was a huge amount of mum guilt that made me reflect very hard on co-parenting. So I want to talk about today sexism. And sexism with co-parenting and sexism in society. And how, to a degree, I think, from my experiences, I'm trying to come to terms with it and understand it, but it's the first time I've ever had to deal with it and think about it. But I really think that a lot of the sexism within co-parenting and parenting in general is, I hate to say it, but down to us as women. Like, I think we are actually feeding that sexist mentality when it comes to parenting as women. And when I had that realization, it was a bit of an aha moment. Like, shit, I've been guilty of that. Like, we don't want sexism in the world. We want equal rights. We want to be treated fairly. But actually, there's some stuff that I've been doing since I've been a parent that isn't helping that situation at all. That isn't helping that situation at all. Understanding and learning these things is incredibly important, because when we understand them, when we realize them, when there's light brought to a subject, we can do better. And that's what this situation I'm going to go into details with has really done for me. It made me aware of something that I've done in the past. It made me aware that this is still happening in the world daily, which is affecting dads daily, affecting dads' rights daily. And I think we can do better as women. And I think, in women's defences, it's something that society has made us do. And I don't think it's something that we're aware of that we're doing. So firstly, bringing awareness to something is important. Bringing light to a subject is important. And then trying to do better is the most important thing ever. So I'm hoping by sharing this situation, it will help other women have those moments that I had where I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm responsible for this happening. A lot of this is my own doing, and I can change that pattern. I can change that pattern within my household, for my children, for my son's sake, for my daughter's sake, for their children's sake. I can stop that cycle. But it starts with me being aware of things that are happening. And hopefully, I pray, as always, that by sharing it on a podcast, by sharing it on my social media platforms, that it gives a few other people that moment where they go, yeah, I'm doing that. I didn't realize I was doing it, but I can do better. And by more of us doing better, it's going to break that pattern that is having an extremely negative and detrimental impact on dads out there trying to do their best. So now I've got that bit over and done with, let's go to what happened and how this began. So as you all know, I've been co-parenting for 2 years now. And during that 2 years, I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm making mistakes, I'm falling flat on my face. I'm having some wonderful, beautiful moments. And me and my children's dad are working our butts off to be the best version of parents we can be for our children. We got to that stage of really opening up and learning and understanding each other when we both decided to drop our egos. It's not about who's best. It's not about who's doing the best job. It's about together, working together equally as parents to give our children the most loving, supportive environment they can. And that is not determined by two parents living under the same roof. That is determined by two parents doing their best and loving their children their best. So last weekend, my children were having the weekend with their dad. It was their dad's weekend. And I've come so far in this co-parenting journey now that the weekends the children were with their dad, I used to feel horrific. It used to torture me. It used to terrorize me. And I used to literally cry all weekend that they were gone. I've changed that narrative now to the place where I'm in the place now where I can say, I'm so grateful my children are having a wonderful time with their dad. I'm so grateful my children are going and having the best time with their dad. And I get to have a little break to decompose everything that's gone on, because I would have been parenting for pretty much 14 days straight by this stage. Had some sleepless nights, had some arguments with the kids, had some battles, had some challenges. I'm working full time. Do you know what? I need this break for the next 3 days, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday day, Sunday night, to rest, recharge, and be better for my children when they come home to me Monday. So I've got to a really good place with the weekends. But this weekend, when my daughter and son went to their dad's, dad texts me to say, just so you know, little one has just tested positive for COVID. And I read the message. I was just getting into bed when I read the message, because I was exhausted because I'd been away on a work trip for a week. And I read that message and my first reaction was, oh my God, how poorly is she? So obviously messaged, how poorly is she? She's fine. She's got a bit of a cold. She's tired. Now, she had been away on a school trip for a week on a residential and had been flat out with activities for the week. So the exhaustion was expected. And thankfully, she had no other symptoms apart from a bit of a headache. And he was like, she's fine. She needs a good night's sleep. I'll let you know how she is in the morning. My reaction to that was, if you need anything, let me know. That was my only reaction to the situation. I didn't panic. Of course, there was that mum instinct in me that was like, oh, so weird that she's not with me and she's poorly. But that was just that moment of mumming. But she's with her dad. He loves her. He looks after her. He's a great dad. Didn't think anything of it. Now, the next day, I encountered a few different women on my going about my daily business, having chats, having conversations. And that was on social media. That was face to face over, you know, different platforms. I mentioned that little one has COVID. And every single interaction I had with another female parent was, are you going to pick them up today? And I was like, no, the kids are with dad till Sunday. Right, but are you going to go and get her now because she's got COVID, was the reaction. And my reaction every time was, no, they're with their dad till Sunday. But the more it got said to me, the more I started to think, oh my God, am I the worst mum in the world that I didn't offer to go and get my children? Should I have done that? Should I have literally jumped out of bed and gone and picked the kids up and brought them home to me? And those feelings started to take over and I started to feel a bit sick and I started to feel a bit panicky. And I spoke to my partner and he co-parents as well. He's, again, another incredible dad. And he was like, why would you need to go and pick the kids up? They're with their dad. It's his time. He's capable of looking after them. And I thought, yeah, he is. He's an incredible dad. He loves his kids. He can look after her poorly, when she's well, whenever, whatever the situation, any big incident, any big thing that happens in the kid's life, it's his time right now. And who am I to take that away from him? And dads don't, from what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing in the world, dads don't just want to have their kids for McDonald's and roller skating. They want to be dads. And a lot of dads aren't allowed to be dads and experience all the different levels of parenting. They just get those levels of McDonald's swimming on a Sunday or McDonald's and bowling one night. So that guilt that I was feeling after I reflected on it, I realized that actually the reason I didn't feel that is such a testament to my children's dad, because I know he's perfectly capable of coping in those situations. And it wasn't my right as a mum to remove that time with his children, because time when your children are sick is precious, as well as time when your children being healthy is precious. Those moments cuddling on the sofa, those cuddles in bed, the reading the bedtime story, the looking after them when they're poorly is also experiences that dad have the right to be part of and be present for. So after I reflected on that and realized I'm so incredibly lucky to have a co-parent that didn't give me the gut reaction to go and bring my children home, my gut reaction was, just asking if the children needed anything or could I be of help? Do you need me to get any medicine? Outside of that, there was no wanting to run to the rescue. But I think the reaction of other women is what gave me that guilt, that gave me that, and that feeling of, what am I doing wrong? Am I a bad parent? And when I started to really think deeply about that, I realized that I think as society, we still see mums as knowing best when it comes to parenting. I think as society, we are still in a culture of believing that if something bad is going on, mum needs to be there. Mum needs to go to the doctor's appointments. Mum needs to go to the hospital appointments. Mum needs to be there in operation days. Mum needs to be there when the children cut their knee. Mum is the one that should be looking after them when they're under the weather or through the hard times. Mums are the ones that know best. Dads are there for fun. And I really saw that culture for the first time in my life at that weekend. At that moment in time, I really saw it very black and white, that this is how we are still seeing the parenting roles. And that, I think, is a real shame. Now, I know in the past, I haven't given my children's dad the opportunity to be there, because this is when we were living in the same home, because I stepped up for everything. I'll do it. I'm fine. I've got it. You crack on. I've got it. What I would also do as a woman, and I'm going to put my hands up to this straight away and say, I also did the whole, I do everything. I had to deal with that. I had to do this. I'm working full time. I'm dealing with the sick kids. I'm doing the school run. I'm doing the food shopping, the cleaning, the cooking. Did I actually give the children's dad a chance, or did I just take over and then moan that I did it all? And I think that co-parenting, because I am trying to work full time, be there for the children, to parent, to juggle everything on my own now, that I'm now aware that that mindset doesn't suit or serve. It's painful for me to keep that mindset. I'm actually damaging myself to keep that mindset, because I do not have enough hands and enough time anymore to do everything that I need to do to survive and to thrive. I know as a mum, I'm present. I do all the play dates, the homework, the cooking, the washing, the cleaning when the children are with me. I'm also running my own business. I'm also trying to work out, eat healthy, meditate, drink all the water, have friendship groups, have a relationship, keep a good, healthy relationship with my family, remember the birthday cards, the Christmas presents, the presents for the nieces and nephews and parties and the diary and all the stuff. Now, if I then don't allow my children's dad to be there in the good times and the bad times, I'm only hurting myself, creating more work for myself and making my life near enough impossible. But I'm also affecting my children's dad's time with his children and giving him the opportunity to grow that beautiful relationship that he has with his children. And I think we as society need to really take a step back and look at how we see the roles of mum and dad. Do we see them as equal? Doesn't matter if the dad works full time and you don't. Like, let's step away from that instantly. A parent's love for a child is equal. I work full time. I still love my children as equally as a mum that stays at home full time. So if that is acceptable, if that's an acceptable stereotype, that mums love their children no matter what they do for a living, if they keep a home, if they work full-time, if they work part-time, if they're in school, if they're studying, then why is that not an equal correlation between dads that work full-time? And I think that's something that even if you go into a co-parenting environment, you need to remember that just because dad works full-time and you don't, doesn't mean they love their children any less. Whatever's gone on between you and him and you, your relationship with each other doesn't affect how much you love the children. You as parents love the children equally. And that is something that I believe, that stigma attached to that, that mums love the children the most. They have the maternal instinct that they know best. They love the children more out of the two, needs to change. And even though it's not said, I believe it's still an underlying fault in society. I don't think it should be maternal instincts. I think it should be paternal instinct. So it shouldn't be maternal, it should be paternal, because our paternal instinct, our parental instinct is equal. We need to make sure that we're creating a healthy environment for men to be able to step up for their children and allowing them the opportunities to do so. We as women need to stop being martyrs in society and saying we do it all, when we have parents, when we have co-parents, when we have dads, when we have husbands and partners that want to take the load, but we don't allow them to take the load. We have to start changing our mindset as women. If we want to be treated equally in society, then we have to stop being the hypocrites in society and saying dads can't parent. Because if we want equal rights in the workplace, if we want equal rights in the world, we have to be the ones that give dad equal rights in the home as well. And that is going to be some huge conversations between couples and co-parents. And that's also going to be some huge changes in the home as well. And they're conversations that need to be had. And I think it's so that we break the cycle. My children, I heard this once, and I honestly, I couldn't believe it. That in our house, we have pink jobs and we have blue jobs. My son and my husband do the blue jobs, and me and my daughter do the pink jobs. What the actual fuck is that? My son and my daughter do jobs in the house. We equally look after the house we live in. No job is too good for a man, and no job is beneath a woman. There is no pink jobs and blue jobs. And if you are creating that now for your children, then I truly believe you are growing sexism within your family. My daughter can take the bins out and cut the grass and poop a scoop. My son can wash up and do the clothes washing and unpack the laundry and put the laundry away and make the beds and polish. My daughter can unclog the sink. They can both do the hoovering and the polishing and help with dinner and cook dinner. They both can make tea. They both can clean equally. There is no pink jobs and blue jobs. It's equal. But if we are creating that mindset from a very young age that some jobs are just for girls and some jobs are just for boys, how are they going to go into relationships and marriages? Like, when you become a single parent, there is no pink and blue jobs. It do-it-yourself jobs, or it doesn't get done. And I think that when we go into relationships, I certainly, when I first went into a relationship living with someone, thought I had to be the housewife. I had to do all these particular jobs and do them well so I looked like this good, sweet housewife. And that created a level of animosity in the house that in the future I started doing it. I created the roles and I created my own stereotype. But then as the years went on, I then resented doing them. I'd created that stereotype. I'd created my role within the house. So I think it's incredibly important that as we move forwards in 2021, we are making sure that we are giving dads the equal responsibilities with regards to the children. And we are making it clear to society that dads can do parenting just as well as mums can do parenting. And that dads can be present in children's lives for everything. Everything. I was brought up in a non-sexist household. My mum worked in London full time. My dad took me to school. He did my hair. He cooked the dinners. My mum worked very, very long hours in London, commuting every day. She still did half the load at weekends. But my dad did a lot of the roles that, from a sexist point of view, you could deem as the female roles with regards to raising his two daughters. My mum was incredibly present, by the way, but it was just how their roles reversed. So I think because of growing up in that household, it still shocks me that I took on quite a sexist role when I first lived with a partner many, many years ago, my first boyfriend that I lived with, that I took on that role. And it made me very aware that even though I wasn't brought up in a household with typical job roles, society job roles, I still created that for myself because of probably what I had watched on TV, what I'd read on magazines and books, and what I'd seen with my own eyes. I think it's very important that we start to smash those boundaries and those job roles to pieces. And I think it's very important that we get a list of things that need to be done in a house, what jobs need to be done, and then we just split them equally between the people that live in there. We split parenting equally. We share parenting equally. And to help the dads that are out there in the world fighting for access to their children, fighting to be seen as an equal parent, we step up now and start to change that narrative to help those dads that are still fighting for their lives. And I think that's important to share that. They're fighting for their lives to see their children. Because if somebody took my children away from them, my life, took my children away from me, my life would feel like it's over. And I don't know how I would cope. And I don't know, like, it kills me, the thought of it. And just because I'm a mum doesn't mean I'm the only one that's entitled to those feelings, that pain, that heartbreak. Dads are going through this on a daily basis. And I think a lot of the reasons they're going through it is because as society, we are still raising women that think if a marriage breaks down, the children should be with the mum and the mum should do it all, and the dads do not have any rights to their children. We are still raising children to believe that, women to feel like that, that women know best, that women are the best parents. And it's not true. And the courts out there, the courts, the British justice system is trying to change that by giving dad equal rights. And if it gets to court, the dads are getting those rights, thank God. But it shouldn't go to court. Dads shouldn't have to fight for their rights to see their children for years and years and years until a court finally steps in. I believe it should be law that when a couple split up, the children are split 50-50 as standard. Like, parental rights should be split 50-50. So mum has a chance to grow, cultivate a career, be able to pay her bills and do all she has to do, while dad has the same rights to the children and have a career and pay his bills. I don't think it should be that mum gets all the rights and dad just has to go along with it. You know, there's going to be some situations where dad can't have 50-50 or mum can't have 50-50. And that comes to the parents to decide that together. But it should be that no matter what happens, when a couple split up, dad gets equal rights to his children. And it shouldn't be that we still, in today's society, have to have dads going to court to get access to their children. That shouldn't be happening. And I truly believe that that buck stops with us. Like, we can make a change to prevent this happening. We can do a lot to change that, but it starts with how we are treating men and dads. It starts with how we as women are behaving in co-parenting relationships. It starts with how we are, as parents, men and women, raising their children. And it starts as us as a society being aware of parental rights, parental instincts. It starts with us of understanding that dads can do the hard and the fun, and not just classifying dads as the guy that takes the kids McDonald's and swimming at the weekend. Like, let's let dads step up. Let's give dads the opportunity to step up and do more, because I truly believe they want to but aren't allowed to. And I think they're changes that we can all make. And I think they're changes that will benefit society as a whole. And I really believe, this is my opinion, if you have pink and blue jobs in your house, if you are raising your children to see pink jobs and blue jobs and girl jobs and men jobs, you are damaging the future of the world. Like, I think it is something that has to be abolished. That mindset has to be abolished. And everything in a home should be equally taken care of. Your home, your children, your garden, your rubbish, your dishwasher, your washing, equally taken care of by equally everybody in the house. And it doesn't matter if the dad works full time and the wife doesn't. If you've decided that's how your life is going to be as a couple and you're both equally on board with that, then you still need to show that dad is happy to hoover and dad is happy to cook. And mum still needs to show that she's happy for dad to do that. And mum still needs a break. Just because dad worked all week doesn't mean that he needs a weekend off. Mum's worked all week as well, and vice versa. We've got to get rid of this stigma and these stereotypes that are attached to parenting. And I believe that if we as society work towards removing those stereotypes together, and if we start raising our children by removing those stereotypes, dads won't end up dealing with what they're dealing with today. I have read too many stories since I become a co-parent of dads taking their own life. Dads taking their own lives because their rights to see their children have been taken away from them. I've seen too many dads and spoke to too many dads that are suffering with depression and mental health issues because they are no longer allowed to see their children because of mums. How is that even possible? Now, I'm always going to finish with this. Now, I understand there is some situations where some mums and some dads aren't allowed access to their children. And there are reasons for that. And that is when there's harm and when there's danger. Everything that I share about co-parenting is based on two loving parents that can provide safe environments for their children. And if you can remove your ego from a situation as a parent and see that dad or mum can provide love and a safe environment for your children, there should be no arguments over access to the children. It's scary for me when I saw this play out in front of me, this situation, when I saw the sexism that is still going on in the world, when I started to pay attention to the co-parenting world, the battles that so many dads face themselves in. And let's face it, the majority is the dads. The minority is the women fighting for access to their children. There is too many dads out there fighting in the world to see their children. And if you are a mum that is stopping your dad from having equal access to his children, and you're preventing dad from being a dad and doing all the parental things, then you need to really take a look at yourself and take a step back. And it doesn't matter if you've been doing it up until now. Put your hands up. Say, I've made a mistake, and move forwards with love. Just remember how you would feel if someone took your access to your children away from you. And finally, take a moment to think about the dads right now that are fighting for access to their children. And how many have already lost their lives to this battle? And that is why it's a subject that needs to be talked about and needs to be shared more. Because we, as adults, as mums, could do better to prevent this. And we certainly could raise our children better. And it starts by setting examples. Show the example so your children grow up with that equal mindset to men and women within the home. We can't scream about sexism as women. I've certainly done it in the past, and I put my hands up. I've made all the mistakes, but I'm aware of them and I'm trying to change them and I'm trying to do better. I cannot shout about sexism in the workplace if I'm creating a sexist environment in my home. It starts at home. Everything starts at home. How we love our children, how we raise our children with regards to racism, with regards to people with disabilities, with people that are, you know, with regards to sexism, with all the topics in the world right now, are we showing children love? Are we creating equal environments for our children to grow up in so they enter the world as adults with a full, loving heart that is accepting of everybody and creates that equal space for everybody to feel love? We can repair this situation that's going on in the world with dads right now. We can do our part to help heal it and heal literally millions of dads right now that are struggling. And we talk so much about women and our struggles and how women are fighting every day and hustling and doing this brilliantly and doing that brilliantly. If you know good dads out there, shout them out. We have to be equal in the way we lead in this life with love and integrity. And dads deserve to be shouted out. My kid's dad is an incredible dad. He is an incredible dad, and I'm very blessed to co-parent with him. More dads need to be shouted out in the world. And that will only help the dads that are right now in the thick of it, fighting to have access to their children. Send me your thoughts on this. I love hearing stories. I love learning from more stories. Every time somebody shares with me their own personal experience with co-parenting, it teaches me. And I am doing this podcast to help others, by teach others how we can do this better while I'm learning on this journey as well.